Vayera Elof Hashem, the Eloine Mamre, the Abish that was nearer to Avram. In the first Shtel, it doesn't say Vayera El Avram. Vayera Elof, it doesn't mention his name. The Kliyoker says, Pshat, Avraham is a Lashon of Srora, Avhamon Goyim, and Sora also is Srora. And the MS, the Mahus of Avraham Avinu, which is Anova. And the reason why he's Zoichet Ashras Ashchina is because of the Anova. So we don't mention his name. Vayera Elov. Because the MS is Chus, why he was Zoichet Ashras Ashchina, is Taka because it was Elov, the Anova. That's the Iker Tanai for Ashras Ashchina. Moshe was Onov Mikol Adam, so he was Taka the Spitz Darga of Nevu of Ashras Ashchina. Hagam, the Gemara says that the Tanai that you need to be Zoichet Ashras Ashchina is Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinasi Elal Oshir Chocham Gibor V'Onov. Pshat is Avada. As there is nicht a chochom, an oshir, a gibor, was far anova, as a hot garnish. Mit was is an ono? As there is a chochom, an oshir, a gibor, ken a zayn an ono, ken a zayn a zayn, sa shroz a shchina. Vayera a love. Another pshat I heard, why does it say vayera a love? Because the emes, the schus that Avraham Avinu was zaychet a shroz a shchina, was in the schus of the brismila. That's the end of the parsha before. Nimoilu itoy, vayera a love. In the schus of the bris, by a bris comes Ashras Ashchina. There's Gilui Shchina by a bris. Medetzelt Amaisa, there was once a bris, the briskerov was noichach by the bris, and there was a lot of choshev rabbonim. And someone mentioned Kalachayad to the rov, a choshev bris. And he machted it avek with the nakuda, the rabbonim shalom is though. It's a Yehuda by the crowd. As the Ashras Ashchina alei, vayera elov. There's another message though in the Vayera Elov that anyone can be Zoichet Ashras Ashchina. Elov, to anyone. Any person, even if he's Eloine Mamre, he's in a stark, Eloine is a stark Lushan of Mamrin. A stark, in a stark Yerida, in a stark Merida, Nachals. Anyone can have a Shaykhis with the Rabbeinu Shaloyla. I saw in a Sefer, Rosha is Rosha Tevis, Rabbeinu Shaloyla. Yedereina, Vayera Elov, to Yedereina. Now, Shteita was Eloi named Mamre, Rashi says, Hu shenosim loy eitza ala milo. Mamre was the one that gave him an eitza on the milo. So, Pashup Shat, Avraham Avinu was mesupikit, he should do the milo. We talked last time, it was Yom Kippur. We had a whole pilpul, is it haka able to be doicha, the bris of Yom Kippur? So, he asked them, they were the ones that gave him the eitza ala milo. And it could be that Pshat is honor and Eshkol said no. Mamre said, yeah. Hu shenosim loy eitza ala milo. So, it's Nikras al shei Mamre. There's another pshat that there's a shaila in the sugi in Pesachim. When a person makes a bracha by mila, does he say lomo or al hamila? The famous sugi in brachas, about brachas in Pesachim Dav Zayin, al ole. So who should also my eitzah al hamila? They gave him the eitzah that it's taka al hamila. Another pshat I saw, the Gemara says in Shabbos, eitzah could be lashon of a refuah. It's a lashon of refuah. They gave him an eitzah al hamila. They gave him some kind of a refuah that's necessary for the mila. There's a machlokes in the Midrashim when this story is Vayera Elov is happening. According to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the bris of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur, in which case it's right before Sukkis. But the Emes Taisus brings in Rosh Hashanah that it was already Sukkis. And there are smacks for this. The Yishanu Tachas for Eitz could mean the Schach. V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oyel K'choy Meyoyim in the Sukkah. He tells them, Ki Alkein Avartem. They say, Be'emes is a Ptor Holchei Drochim, but he's telling them, Alkein Avartem, you're anyways passing by. It's Da Sukkah, Kemen Arayngei. V'chohenet Deyukim, that it was Sukkis. According to other Midrashim, it was Pesach, it was Yontev of Pesach. And there's Mashmois to this, to talk about what the Indian was. I saw that Be'emes, the Pshad, is Avraham Avinu was not sitting in the Sukkah, because he had a Ptor Mitztayer. Oh, but now that he has a Chmosis Orchim, Al-Sachmanzis Archim was again, this Medetzel Tamayser, Chaim Moizer was once not sitting in the Sukkah, Al-Smitzar, but then a guest came. He said, Mitzad, the Hilchis Mitzar, put them in a Sukkah, but now I have to be Mitzad Achmanzis Archim, come back around. And that, you go the extra mile. So comes the three Malochim, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vinei Shloisha Anoshim, the Gemara says in Bav Metziah, and Asarich HaSapoylam, Aviga Riches, I got it there. The Gemara says that there were three Malochim, Mechoil, Rafoil, Gavriel. Mechoil is coming to be Mavasar about Sora, Rafoil to be Merapa Avram, and Gavriel to be Mahapach Sidoim. And then Behemshech, when they go to Loit, they go to Sidoim, only comes two Malochim. Gabriel taka to be Mahapach Sadoim. And the other Malach to be Matzaloit is a steer in Midrashim. Who's the Malach that's being Matzaloit? Is it Mechoel? Or is it Raphael? There's a pshat that it's Raphael. Now, Avad, the Malach can't do two Shlichuyos, but the pshat is they finished that Chelik of the Shlichas. And under a say that the pshat is it's Raphael, it's not a separate Shlichas, because I've mit Matzal sein Loit, that this Vait is ein Krenk for Avram. Azah Azach, that is his Shvogar, his nephew, Loit, that would also cause Avram that he needs a Raphael. So the Raphael, the Rapias Avram, is Michlal and the Koil that Solas Loit, Azach, Misnefeshi, whatever, they didn't save Loit. Now we know on the other hand, Avram Avinu wanted to do Achnosis Orchim and Gedoyla Achnosis Orchim Yoyser Me Ashros Ashchina. We see that he was willing to leave the Ashros Ashchina to go do the Achnosis Orchim. We know that from Chazal, who learned it from Avram. But how did Avram know it? Because the sun had came out. Avram understood, why is the sun coming out to prevent me from going out to do the Achnosis Orchim. He says, what do you need that for? You have the Ashros Ashchina, that would be Menei from going to do the Achnosis Orchim. Pshat is no. He sparred us from there. The taka, if there's achnosis orchim was a yege, the kachoyim ayoyim is gufa deraya. But they nidmu loika arvim. So I was clearing once to say a psachidish. We know a malach can't do more than one shlichus. Look, there's another shlichus here. Besides that, it's Raphael, Mechoel, Gabriel, the Rapi is Avram, the Hafach is Doim, Atzilas Loik. There's also the be for achnosis orchim. Pshat is they looked like arvim, but on the other hand, they were really more malachim. What really was going on? So the tzvedim. This that they oiske kuk the malachim is Gabriel, Mechoel, Raphael for the different tafkidim. Taka midin that they nidmu ka arvim separately. For that was taka for the matar of the achnosis orchim. I saw in the Kerem Chemedi as a whole cheshbon, why didn't Avram sparoise that the malachim from the fact that they didn't have a tzel? Because he says, because the Gemara says it was taka, Amar Av Tanchuma b'shosh ein lebri tzel tachta. It was punked at the time when there's no shade. This is what Avram wasn't able to figure out. But you have to know, they had also Nidmu Karvim. You have to know the Cheshvanois, the Protim, from their Sugya. Vayisa Eina Vayar, the Ramban brings the shame, the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, that the Rambam learns Pshat in the Sugya that the whole thing was a Machaz. Vayisa Eina Vayar, he lifted up his eyes, and Avram saw. What did he see? He saw three Anoshim, he saw himself running toward them, he was watching the whole thing. The Rambam learns like that also by Yaakov with Esav, with the Sori Shel Esav. It's all a machazet. Frek the Ramban. How could you learn it's only a machazet? It says afterwards Avram didn't give the bread, only the lechem, the chema, the cholov, and the basar, because there was nitma ha'isa. It's only a machazet. Pashtenish the kasha. In the machazet, it was nitma the isa. But say Frek the Ramban. The Ramban asks, how come Yaakov Avinu afterwards is tzeleh al yurecha if it was only a machazet? Says afterwards he was Tzelei al Yerecha. It's a big vikuach, the Ramban and the Rambam, if it was only a machazeh or actually all of this happened. Vayar vayoratz lekrosom. The Chofetz Chaim says, Tzvayisa ena vayar, and the reason he wasn't able to walk, he was Avram with Shloi Shulam, he lost, so he wasn't poshut. The first thing is he lifted up his eyes and he sees them. And then all of a sudden, Vayar vayoratz lekrosom, zok the Chofetz Chaim, because the malach that comes to be merape, it's not like a regular doctor. The malach comes, the malach looks at you, and dosalei, vayar, you see? And that itself is the refuah. So right away, it was vayar, and he was nisrape, was able to be vayaretz lekrosam. Here is Sipur, a maisa, that there was once a doctor in Chutz Laretz. He was taking care of one of the sons of Rav Avadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik, B'Kodesh Levracha. And Rav Avadia, after he did an operation on one of the sons, and he called him up and he told me Ashikoyach, and he says, you know that you had a malach that was really, it's the malach, he was giving a compliment to the doctor, you had a malach. So the doctor said, you're stealing from me two malachim. So he says, what do you mean? He says, because a few years ago I was metapel in Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, and also I was taking care of him, and he told me, you should know you have three malachim, vayar, you have this three malachim. So he told him, yeah, but this is ein svadish malach, this is Rabbi Avadia, and he said, no, one svadish malach, best if you drive. But yet, the Vayar, the Malach. In Zoyar state, what does it mean, Vayar Shloisha Anoshim? Who's the three Anoshim that Avram sees? He saw Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You have to understand that the MS, the original, the Bria was the Adam Arisha, and there was a Chayt, now they need a Tikkun. The Shloisha Ovis is the Etzim, the process of Tikkun Oilam, of the original chait of Adam, and Avram sees the shloisha anoshim. He sees the whole process as a machaz. He sees that there's going to be the shloisha avos that are going to boy ois. In karen avos el shloisha, the boy ois, the seder of tikkun abriah. Gedoy lachnosas arachim. So he comes to do lachnosas arachim. Mahari shloish seim kemach soilas. The Maram Shif says, Hashem Ezach, we know Avram Avinu gave them food. Later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to get the Torah, the Malachim say, Mo enish ki siskirenu. And the Rabbi Nishlam shows Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the most yukne like Avram, as I stated in the Medrash, and he says, isn't this the person that gave you food? And they say, yeah. So, sukumtem. Sukumtem the Torah. So the Maram Shif says, Pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, based on this Medrash. Yemein kemach in Torah, yemein Torah in kemach. And in Kemach, if not for this, then Avram Avinu gave them Kemach, that was HaKadosh Baruch who convinced the Malachim that we should get the Torah. And in Kemach, in Torah. But in Torah, if not for the Halacha, then in the Torah, Moses Orchim, in Kemach, Avram Avinu wouldn't have given the Kemach to begin with. That's how he's Mefarish, the Mishnah. Now it says also, Vayikach Chema v'cholov. So it's interesting, Maisa, against the Sugya, a little bit we'll go into. The Gemara B'chayr's Davov has a Havamina, and against the Shach of the Tari Venice, whether cholov is mutter, cholov, milk from an animal. The Gemara has a whole nidden. On one hand, the Gemara has a thought that maybe it's dam, because the Metzias says dam nechar v'nasa cholov. The cholov of the animal is really from the dam, and dam of them is also. So maybe cholov is also as dam. The Gemara then has another thought that cholov is Avram and Achai. Yes, it's a liquid that comes out, but it's Avram and Achai. I have a meaning in the Gemara. The Gemara is looking at a car. How do you know that cholov is mutter? Maybe it's osra as dam, as Avram and Achai. How do you know cholov is mutter? The Gemara first wants to bring a raya because there's an isra of basar v'cholov. There's an isra of basar v'cholov. Obviously, basar itself is mutter. Cholov itself is mutter. And only when it's together, the haroyness of basar v'cholov. So the Gemara, it's not a raya. Maybe really cholov is osir. But it's only osir b'achilo. B'shtia, but not b'hanoah. Basar v'cholov is osir, even b'hanoah, even the bishul. That's why he's doich in the Gemara. That there's no raya from the etzem isra of basar v'cholov that cholov is mutter. And the Gemara zuchs, call me the raya from Tzulam, from. And one of the tzadim lemaskonis, there's a few maskonis even, there's a few havings and maskonis. One of them is because the pasuk says Eretz Yisrael was Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. It wouldn't be a shevach to Eretz Yisrael if Cholav was Osa. A whole nidden in the Gemara there, Bechayrus Davav, where the Cholav is mutter. The Shita Mekubetzes over there after an art in Bechayrus asks Akasha, B'shem the Toysis Chitzonis. Mechayrus, you should bring a raya, the Gemara should bring a raya that Cholav is mutter, because Avram Avinu used Cholav over here. Vayikachem of a Cholav. There's a raya that Cholav is mutter. Zot the sheet of Mukubetz Mashem Toys Chitzain. It's not a raya, because it's far mountain toyer. And he thought that they were Arvim, and some he gave them cholov. Abraham, you know, can't call their kula, but he gave them, it doesn't make a difference. And the Toys Chitzainius, anyways, it's mukhra. It says he gave them basar v'cholov. And the Emes is a medrash. It says there in the Toys Chitzonis that it's Yerushalmi. I don't know if it's Yerushalmi, but it's a Medrash. And that later on, a different Nusach in the right, that we're saying that the Malachim don't want to give Fargin that the Yiddish should get the Torah. The Eivish that says, you the Malachim, you ate Basav v'cholov by Avram Avinu. You have to know why it's Basav v'cholov. After first they ate the Cholov, then they ate the Basar. And also it has to be cooked for the Deraisa, the Geisra, it has to be cooked together. So I saw the Stipler in Birchus Peretz, he says, they were Malachim, and their whole Metzias is Eish. So when they ate the basar v'cholov, it was nisraf. That's the bishul, which doesn't stem because we're saying there's two dinim. There's nidmu karvim, and there's the malachim. The achim is basar v'cholov. There's nidmu karvim. I don't know if that still suit together with the bishul, but that's how we learned that it was bishul of basar v'cholov. Another pshat, the achroim say, because the bread was nitma. Normally you would eat the milk, but then you have to clean out your mouth. You clean it out with the bread, kinuach, and then you could eat the meat. But they didn't have bread because it was nitma the isa, so it was basar v'cholov together. V'cholov, and the Medrash says to the Malachim, you don't deserve the Torah, you ate basar v'cholov. Akoponim, so the Tois Chatzonis is telling too, you can't bring a raya that cholov is mutter, because Avram Avinu gave it to them. Mineu bei, Avram Avinu gave them basar v'cholov. And that adrav from that Numan Atzeach, that they were nichshel basar v'cholov, that's why we deserve the Torah. The Emes is Mineu bei, if cholov is usher. I mean, Avad it's not, but in this Havmin, if cholov is usher, then when Kadosh Baruch was convincing the Malachim that they don't deserve the Torah, he shouldn't have said, you don't deserve it because you ate basar v'cholov. He should have said, you don't deserve it because you ate cholov. It's about the natural, because cholov is mutter, but that could have been the bichur. You can't bring a raya from there, my sister. You need a raya. Eretz Zavas cholov advash. Or other makoyers. But that's the shakra v'tari, the Tois Chitzonis. that he says, don't bring a raya because Cholov is mutter, because there they were ben noyach. That means this is a kasha though. The Gemara in the Chayrus, in the Havamina that Cholov is osir, one side is it's osir als dam, and one side is that it's osir als Abram and Achai. Abram and Achai is osir to a ben noyach also. In the tzad that it's osir als Abram and Achai, it doesn't help to answer that it's ben noyach. That's a shy one. But Yenitzah. There's another mahalach in the Achronim that maybe the cholov that Avram Avinu gave was cholov of a ben pekua. So the Meshech Chochma brings this idea, and other Achronim talk about it. The Malgamani, it was cholov of a ben pekua. And cholov of a ben pekua, even if cholov is osir, but a ben pekua, the cholov of a ben pekua will be mutter, which is not poshut. The dam of a ben pekua is not mutter. Then ben pekua doesn't need shechita. If it's Abram and Achai, then you can have the heter of ben pekua. Oh, and for dam you have that it's ben noyach anyways. You're making a tzirah here, okay? Nishmachavim yevent, good. So it's a cholov of a ben pekua. What does it mean it was a ben pekua? I don't understand. Ben pekua means that the mother was already shechted. Now if this animal, this ben pekua, is giving milk, its mother was shechted quite a while ago, it's not a two-day-old baby, Avram Avinu only started becoming Kala Torah Kula and has a din of a yid, according to the Marsha, only after he did the milah, which was 3 days ago. How could you say it's a ben pekua that the ima was mishchat? It was mishchat al yedei Avram far and far kabbalas Torah. It anyways wouldn't have the heter of a ben pekua now. I don't know. The Meshech Chochma speaks this out. He says, "Avram Avinu kain Kala Torah Kula." Maybe he's stressing not like the Marsha. I don't know, because lechayer to work out that it's ben pekua wouldn't help us. What's more, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Basa V'Cholav, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridei declares a shaila. Is there an isser of Basar V'Cholav with the Cholav of a ben pekua? A suffolk in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Akupanin, you can't tell me it's Cholav of a ben pekua. The Medrash says that this Cholav was the Cholav that was Menatzeach the Malachim, that they were Nichshalach in Basar V'Cholav. If you're going to tell me it was Cholav of a ben pekua, then it's going to be telling Rabbi Kiva Eger shaila whether there's an isser Basar V'Cholav with cholov of a ben pekua. The Maaseh, there's another mahalach I saw. There's a chorin that say that it says the elabokar rotz Avram, and there's a famous medrash that this bokar kept on running and it ran to Maris Amachpela, and Avram Avinu was nizgalatim Maris Amachpela then. And but the Maaseh, he couldn't get the bokar, so instead with Sefer Ayitzira he created a bokar. So there's all kind of chorins that I don't know if Azab bokar is fleshing. And someone once mistakenly wanted to say that maybe the cholov came from that ben bokar, and maybe milk from a sefer yitzira that behem is not milchik, but it was a ben bokar, it doesn't give milk. But unless there was a separate nechvei, that's very shen naichadushin. But that's the nidden of bosor the cholov legabi Avram Avinu. Now Rashi says vayikachem of a cholov, but why is there no lechem? Because Sarah was piercing neither, and the Nitma Ha'isa, Fregen the Achroinim, Bos Gate, Avram on, he can't give them Tomedic Isa. Avram Avinu himself is Oichel Chulin Betara. But why can't he give, he's giving them Cholav, Bos of a Cholav, he can't give them Tomedic Isa. So the Pshat is, it was Yomtif. Like we said, it's a Machlaikis Midrashim, but it was Pesach, but it was Sukkis, but it was Yomtif. And you're not allowed to cook on Yomtif for Goyim. If you're cooking for yourself already, you're allowed to Agav cook for them. So Sarah was planning to bake this Isa for Avram and Rabbi Shurim, and it was going to Memela also give them. But once it was Nitma the Isa, and she can't be baking it for Avram Avinu himself, and it's a whole sugi in Pesachim and Vav, what do you do with a dough that's rising on Pesach, that it's Nitma, and what do you, Aber Akoponim, she can't bake it for Avram Avinu, Memela she can't give it. She can't bake it for them either. There's no Heter Vaychol Nefesh for the Nitma Lehem Karavim. Shpeta the sugya from Sidoim, Avram Avinu is davening to be Matzal Sidoim, and he says, can you save it with 50, with 40, with 30? Famous Meister with the Dvar Avram, the Kovnarov. In his times, it was the Tkufa, at the height of the Tkufa of the Maskilim, where Mamash al Yimin va al Smoil, people were being Poshet Oiziv, Yiddishkeit, and it was Mamash. It was a magefa. We turned, in every mishpacha you heard shrek like a meisen. There was a yetzahara of kfira. So the Dvar Avram says it was like in the matzav of Sodom. Avram Avinu didn't have be'erech hecheshbon, you know, a printout of exactly how many people potentially he could be davening for. Pshat is, yeah, when he started it was 50, he turned it was 40, 30. So the Dvar Avram says, Marsav has bices, where he turned to, he kept on getting less. Given a matzav alevi and kovna. So he's given the rice kidrik. But the maestro, the machlekes mishoyin, I'm Rashi and the Ramban. Avram Avinu is in Keseder apologizing and asking, maybe you could say 40, maybe you could say 30. Rashi learns that when Avraham Avinu asked for 30, he was trying to save only 3 of the cities. There were 5 cities. When he asks for 20, he wanted to save only 2 of the cities. When he asks for 10, he's attempting to only save 1 city. The Ramban is chaylik. The Ramban says, Avada, if Avraham is keseder, when by 40, only asking for 4 cities, what's he so apologetic about? It's this cheshbon already. It's not a new sugya. The Ramban learns differently, that even by 40, he still wanted to save all 5 cities. And then again, ulai achapam, he's asking even by 30, to save all 5 cities. And that's why Keseder was apologizing. And that's the Machlekes Ramban and Rashi. The emphasis on Masupik and Rashi, that 30 was going to save 3 cities, but which city? It doesn't have to mean that all 30 is 10 from each city. It could mean 30 from all 5 cities will still chutch save 3 of the cities. Which one of the cities? You make a goyro, the one that has more. What would be the prote? Nevada, they would all say Kimlik and Ramban, the cities. Oh, but it's a machlokes Rashi and Ramban. The Meshech Chochma goes al derech to Ramban, and he has a fascinating view. If you look at the nusach of Avraham Avinu when he's asking for 30 and 40, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says loy eseh. You talk right. If it's 30, loy eseh, I won't do it. Loy eseh. But by 20 and 10, when you're getting less, and you're still attempting to save all 5 cities. The Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back is Loi Ashchis. So the Meshech Chochma is Medayik. Loi Ashchis is Mashma. He will do something. He won't totally destroy it, but something he'll do. And it's very Medayik. If there's 30 and 40, which is still a quite a Mechubadik amount to save all 5 cities, the Rabbeinu Shleilim, after Avraham apologetically asked, maybe even 40 should be enough, even 30, Hashem says, Loi Eseh! If there's 30 or 40, I won't do anything to all 5 cities. When Avraham Avinu was lowering it down, and it's only 10 or 20 left, and he still wants to save all 5 cities, then it's only a madrega of loy ashris. Fret the Meshech Chochma, keeping along with this diak. There's one other stage where Avraham Avinu asks for 45. 45 means he wants 9, and he wants tziruf HaKadosh Baruch Hu imayim. Mistami in the bakash of 45 also licked 36 and 27. The chule. Over he's asking for 45. Over there it says loy ashris. 45 is quite. 30 and 40 was still going to be loy eseh. Only by 10 and 20 when you're really down. 10 is only 2 to a city. 20 is 4 per city. That's going to be loy ashchis, but there's going to be a little bit of a asiyah. By 45, Zokta Meshech Chochma Moreh D'Kazach. 45 means that there was 9 in each city. You kimat could have made it. The avlo of not finding that 10th one. Tzrichim otcha la'asiri. The avlo of not finding the 10th one. The avla of not getting the 10th one, that's a hechera avla. That's only going to be loy ashtis. 30 and 40, there was 8 per city, 6 per city, quite a mechubadik amount, it's going to be loy eseh. 10 and 20 is only 2 or 4 per city, loy ashtis. But 45, come on, they could have made it. There's an erger, a starker tfiyah. Tzrichim, hayi tzrichim otcha liyot ha'asiri. Yana diyayma. The Maisa, the Tefillah is not answered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahapech Sodom, he sends a Malach to save Loit. There's an Indian in the Meshi Loyach, he says, Avraham Avinu, we spoke about this last week, was slowly Mahapech his Guf B'Kedusha, he was Avram, and 243 of his Evarim were Kedusha, and then you were left to be Mashlim, the last Evarim, the Mokam Amila, to become Avraham, and that's the Hasoras HaOrla, Orlas HaBosar, connected that is Orlas HaLeiv, and that's Bris Mila. Zot the Meshiloyach Eretz Yisrael also is a Mokam of Kedusha, Eini Asher Aleshem Alekechava, and they needed to be Meser the Orla. Hafach HaSdoim was the Bris Mila, was the Hasoras HaOrla of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Semshik of the Parashis. First Avraham Avinu was Meser Orlas Bosar, which leads to Orlas HaLeiv, and that is the sugi of Orlas Eretz Yisrael. Hafichas Sdoim was the Hasoras Ha'orla of Eretz Yisrael. It's under a kook in the sugi that it's Meshach Shaychi the from the Hemshach Hasugi. Mayas Avram Mishta Godel Biyon Migomel as Yitzchok. There's different shot in Biyon Higomel. Higomel is Tyson Shabbos is Hey Gimel. Biyon Hey Gimel. Tyson Shabbos Taf. Kuflamet. Biyon Higomel. Biyon Hey Gimel Mol as Yitzchok. Higomel Hey Gimel Mol. It's going on as soon as Bris Milo. There's other shot in so brought down that it was his bar mitzvah. I don't know if he was 13, but when he became Higomel, when he was Nigmal, he was ready to be Makabel all mitzvahs. It says, "Vayasa from Mishta Godel." Scary enough, I saw in the Zohar. It says in Parsh Bereishis, he says that "Vayasa from Mishta Godel." He only invited the Gedolim, the Sorim, the Chashuvim, and he didn't invite the Pshutei Am. "Vayasa from Mishta Godel," and there was a Tviya, and because of this Tviya, that's why the Akedah was Nigzar on him. We know the Akedah is in the Zohar. He said that the Akedah was Nigzar on him, and that Tira Sora, which also happened, Machmas Grora, the Akeda, was Nigzar on it because of the Vayas Mishta Godel, and he wasn't inviting the Ketanim. From the Varzain, this Kuda. Kudish the Kagan. If you notice in the Parsha, it says three times in the Parsha, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. By the parsha when Avram Avinu was davening on Sdoim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker, and he goes to daven on Sdoim. Then you have later, you have the parsha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram to send away Hagar, and send away Yishmol. Send away Yishmol. Perek Chavalot, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. And he sends away Yishmol. And then the third time, near the end of the parsha, by the Akedah, once again is Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Three times in this week's parsha, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. They once asked the Satmar Rebbe, he davened a little bit late. And they asked him, Shteit Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. So he said back, Yeah, the Shteit Nish Vilang Vayachvash Es Chamoyre Hat Genomen. So he's talking, he was hinting to them, he did get up early, but then you have to be Choyvish Tuchumriyas, you have to prepare yourself, prepare your book, to be ready for davening. So he's given Vayashkim Avram Baboyke, Shteit Nish Vilang Vayachvash Es Chamoyre Hat Genomen. That's the Vayashkem Avram Baboyker by the Akedah. But the Maaseh is like this. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalet learns out a klal. Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzis. Shenemar, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. We learn that from Vayashkem Avram Baboyker, Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzis. Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalet. Me'idach Gisa, there's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara in Chulin says, Talmud Chochem al Yetzah Yechidi Balayla. How do you know a Talmud Chochem shouldn't go al Yetzah Yechidi Balayla? Shenemar, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. Why did he go out in the middle of the night? Because the Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out in Yechidi Balayla. So Frek Tois, this is Sayin Chulun Daf Tzadik Aleph, Sayin Tzachim Daf Dalet. What's going on here? Tzachim it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboyker, teaches me Zrizin Magdim. Why not later? Zrizin Magdim. The Gemara in Chulun is saying Faker. Why not the middle of the night? Because the Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out in Yechidi Balayla. How do you learn out both things? Tzok Tois, in both places. Although we shouldn't talk about this, it's two different Tzachim. Akedah was a mitzvah. And there was a tzivoy. And there's no meaning of Yechidi. He went with his Shneinu Aravitoi. Over there we don't have the concept of Zrizim Akhim and Mitzvahs. And when the Gemara quotes in Pesachim, you have to check the Oiz Vahadar if they got it right, but in the Vayashkim Avram Baboyker of the Akedah is the Makar of Zrizim Akhim and Mitzvahs. As opposed to the Tefillah al-Sidoin, where there he was Yechidi. And there it's not a Mitzvah Dafka. Over there is where Chazal, the Gemara in Chulun, is learning out Vayashkim Avram Baboyker. Talmud Chacham Ayetzi Yechidi Balayla. That's why he didn't go out in the middle of the night. So the Veld Frek Tekasha, there's another Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah him to send away Yishmol. That's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah. And that's earlier. Why don't we learn that from there? It's reason Magdim Ola Mitzvahs. I understand that we learn that Talmud Chacham Ayetzi Yechidi Balayla from Kapitel Yates, from Tfilah Al Sadoit. But why did the Tosfos say that the Makar for Zrizim Magdim Ola Mitzvahs is from the Vayashkem Avram Baboyker, from Kapitel Chav Beis, from the Akedah? Mahavin Shan Freer by Yashkim Avram Baboyka by Shiloah Chishmol, which was a mitzvah, and it was Yechidi. So Ken Zayin, the pshat is, sending away Yishmol was Mamash Sakonim. It was a matzav here that Yitzchok's Gashmias and his Ruchmias is in the Sakonim, and you have to get rid of Yishmol. There's no raya from there that's reason Magdino the mitzvahs. Over there, Avadi has to do with the first thing by Yashkim Avram Baboyka, Posh, it's the Brent. They say, let's say there's no class reason Magdino the mitzvahs. You have a day to do something, you could do it in the afternoon. Over the Shiluach Yishmol Avada had to be done in the morning, even if there wouldn't be a class reason Magdino. Dugma Lamo Adavar Doima, Shein Azach. If a person, there's a famous child in Achroyim, they talk about it. If a person has two Tinoikim to Mal, and one is a meal of his mana, and one is a meal of Shiloh his mana. So, it's a big rain in the Achroyim, but there's a gang that the emes, the meal of Shiloh his mana should be first. I mean, parenthetically, I'll tell you, he's older. He's 9 days old. The other baby's only 8 days old. But, although that emes is interesting, it reminds me, it was a Shiloh once, there was two brothers. There was two brothers that both had babies the same day. They were making the birth the same day. And the shalos, which one to take? They were making it together, in the same ulam, the same oil, different sandwiches, whatever. But the shalos was, who's first? The older brother, or the one that had the older baby that was 2 hours, they both were Mila Bismana, but one was 2 hours older. The younger brother's baby was born 2 hours earlier. It's Mamish telling the longest, whether it's a chiv on the father, or it's a chiv of the ben. I'm not going into now, that's sugya. There was a whole shalos about the kedima. The Machab Zayin, the elder, is it means the elder baby or the elder Avia Ben? Yeah. Aber Akuponim, the Shailon Achroinim is what if you have a Tinek Shalimel that needs Nimel's money, Nimel Shalimel's money? There's a kedima to do the Nimel Shaloy Bezman. Not because he's older, because Mila Shaloy Bezman is called Rega Verega. Mila Bezman of Emes is Yoy Mashmin. Why do we do it earlier? Zviz and Magdim and Lamitzis. Aber the Shaloy Bezman of Emes is Be'etzim called Rega Verega. It's the same word we're saying over here. That the Vayashkem Avram Baboyker of Shiluach Yishmoel is the Vayashkem Avram Baboyker of Koleg of a Rega, that's the etzem it's necessary. There's no riot to be Zvisa Magdimel Mitzvah. Only from the Akeda can we learn out Zvisa Magdimel Mitzvah. Vahiyachar Advorah Me'ela, you have the Nesoyin of the Akeda. It's called Akedas Yitzchok, but it's on the Rishima of the Nesoyinus of Avram. It's Avram's Nesoyin. And the emes is, it's Avram's Nesoyin, because for Yitzchok, if it would have been Oiskefirt, Yitzchok is Oilu LaShemayim. The emes, when a person is Oilu LaShemayim, that's first when he's starting, he's Aliyah Baruchnius. We don't understand so much in these Inyonim, but Avadah, we're in Maminim, B'nei Maminim, that's when a person's starting first, is Aliyah. Lamala, Mechayel, Elchoyel, Tzadikim, Eilam, Menucha. It's a good transition. For Avram, for those that are left behind, that's where the Nesoyin is. Nesoyin is not for Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Oilu L'Shamayim. The Nesoyin of Avram. There's a Merdeke Ha'or. The Shem Yishmuel says the Eibishter was Mitzav Avram. It's Kefer L'Chatzivo Yifan Akeda. It's Bincha. It's Erhafta. The emes is Avram Avinu knows that everything is telling the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo could kill Yitzchak by himself, could be named as Yitzchak. There's no Hakol Tolad Biyodai. So Eibush is telling him to do it. What's the Nakud of the Nesoyim? Avram Avinu knows that Eibush could take him anyway. So he says the Ikar Nesoyim of the Akeda was that Avram Avinu did it Ba'ava, B'Simcha, U'V'Rotzen. The Etzem fact that he did it, he's a Mukhrach to do it. Eibush could kill Yitzchak anyway. There's no Kuntz. The Kuntz is to do it Ba'ava. And where is that expressed? From Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. That he gets up in the morning right away to do it. Nishnoch Kishlev, not delaying, not procrastinating. That shows that it was Kibloi Ba'ava. But the Ikar Nesoyin is only the Kibloi Ba'ava, the Besimcha. The Etzem Gitan is Nishta Kuntz. The Kuntz was the Vayashkem that visors of Ava and Simcha. And then he says a fascinating thing. I think that's what it says there. It's a scary thought. The Eibush that came afterwards to tell Avram Avinu not to do it. If Avram Avinu would be mamish tzibrochen, the Eibishter wouldn't have been able to come to him the second time to tell him to stop, and he would have been mamshe. The schus that it was nitzel Yitzchak from the Akeda is the simcha. The vayashkin that he did it the simcha, and I they say he was zoicha to the tzveit and the vuah to stop it. It says it b'ktzara, but Now, Maisa, the Sfarim talk about Avram Avinu is Chesed, Ava. That was his whole life's work. That's why the Emes, the Akedah, such an Asayim, the Sfarim say, it's not just the Etzim Pa'ula of Harigas Yitzchak, it's going against everything he was preaching for all those years. Mi'oz Shehikir, V'yodaz Voiroi, and he was Nefaris Mishmaiz Baruch, Lashon Aramam, the Alofim Uruvavois, Asher Osu Bukharan, and he's throwing it all away. But that's the Nesoyim. Now, the Etzim, his Nesoyim is to do something against his whole Mahus. His whole Mahus is Chesed. Yitzchak Be'emes is Gevura. Now, on the other hand, Yitzchak, which is Gevura, he's also going against him. He's being Nichna, to be Nekad, to be Nishchat. And that's why the Pesukim say, there's a Shaka Matari, Vayomer Yitzchak al Avram Oviv, Vayomer Ovi, Vayomer Hineni Bini. They're introducing themselves to each other. Shteito Amoyer de Kazach, Avram and Yitzchak are having a Shaka Matari. Avram is telling to Yitzchak, Yitzchak, you're doing my Mahus. And he said, you're doing his Mahus. And the Sfarim explains, Vasemis others, because that's the Ikur Nesoyin. It says, Vayaras Amokim Meirochik. The Ikur Nesoyin is a person to do against his tibia stick and madrega. Dafka from Avinu is chesed and ava, his avoid is Hashem yiroa, yire, Lashon HaPasuk says. Hashem, ato yadati ki yore elikimata. Ava I knew, chesed I knew. I know the ikr his gavers of Nesoyin is when you go against your mahus. Now, so Semesh writes in another place, al achad hahorim asher ar eko hahorim, the ovis are horim. And what Yitzchak and Avram are doing here, Avram going against his midah of chesed, Yitzchak going against his midah of gvura, that, go on a basic level, is tiferes. Chesed, gvura, tiferes. Tiferes is the harmony and the balance between chesed and gvura. And that's Yaakov, mitosei shleime, he's the shlish, the bechir ha'avos. And that's what's happening here, the avoida of the akedah of both of them together, of Avram going against his midas chesed to be shoychet, Yitzchak to go against his midas gvura to be nishchat, leads us el achad haharim, to the echad haharim, the miyuchad, to Yaakov Avinu, to get to Tiferes. Tiferes is the balance of all the midas. And then these midas, Tiferes is the balance of those midas. And Tiferes is the vav, Tiferes is the chibur of all the midas. Even Tzadik Yisoyid Oilam, which is on a higher madrega, that's later when we're going to talk about the machlokes of Yosef and the Shvatim. Yosef is Yisoyid. Yisoyid also meets Tiferes. What stops Yosef at the last minute? Ro'a demus v'yuknei shel Oviv. The midas Yisoyid also means the Tiferes, that balance. Because everything is a question of balance. A person has a something that I shouldn't come, I should have stayed up later and make compensated touch later, and all kind of a million and one cheshbonos. You have to have, when you're doing the right thing, and you have to find the balance between chesed, between gvura, between yourself, chavrusa, b'nod l'atzmai, b'nod l'machaverim, l'mokim, you have to have the mizug, that's the tiferes, that's the shiluv of the nesoyin of the akedah of both of them together. And that was the nesoyin of the akedah. And Alamaisa, on a more pashto oifin, the nesoyin of the akedah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koivish rachmov. He has gevaldika ava and rachmim to his ben, and he was koivish rachmov. And that's what we're asking the Rabbi Shalom, he's saying, on davening of Rosh Hashanah, kein yichbashu rachamecha, the Rabbi Shalom should also be koivish. That's the nekuda that will mask the akedah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Alf, in Eir Chaim, that a person is supposed to say Karbonis, and then it's a sip in Shulchan Aruch, the Makorish of Matanah Devei Eliyahu, that there's a special Indian to say the Pasuk of Vishochat Oisoi al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafoinu Lefnei Hashem. A sip in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to say this Pasuk together with all the other Karbonis that you're supposed to say, which in most Siddurim aren't printed. In Siddurim it has Ezum HaKoyim and the Parashas Tomid, but it doesn't have Parashas of all the Karbonis. Basic sip in Shulchan Aruch. For those that are saying Karbonis, there's more to say. Some of them have it printed. The different parishes of Karbon Mincha, Karbon Chatas, Karbon Oshem, Karbon Oyla. And besides all the parishes of the Karbonis, he's supposed to say, V'shochat oisei al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafoinu lefnei Hashem. And the Tana Devei Eliyahu says, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph Sifches, the Makar is the Tana Devei Eliyahu, whoever says this Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Akedas Yitzchak. Now, the Indian over here is, it's not Stam, say a Pasuk. What? That's the Indian, Abad, it's supposed to say the Pasuk and it's Masker Akedah. But the Tikkat over here is, that every person, Keseder, has an Asoyin of Akeda. Every person is a Beis HaMikdosh, and Avada, his Lev, his Erhurim, his Moyach, the Lev, is the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Beis HaMikdosh. And a person has to sometimes make a Kodesh Yitzroy on something that's going into his Lev. Levavi Mishkan Evne, you want to be Oivin on that. And when you say, V'shochat Oisei al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafoina, in the Tzfunim HaLev, you Shecht, and you're misalik, whatever was not supposed to be there, that's a protistic oifen that a person is mishtayich to the akedah. So when you say this pasuk, you say the pasuk, it's a simple shulchan aruch, you're mizboinin, that you want to be shaykhet to your yetzer hara, shetzofen belidcha, and that the Eberste, your koibish yitzracha, it's maskir, the Eberste zoicha, the akedah yitzracha. The akedah is from the nisyonis of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was nisnasa the eser nisyonis, as I state in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, okay, Mishnah Gimel. The Bartanur over there says, he makes the cheshbon that the first nisyon was Ur Kasdin, the second nisyon is Lech Lecha, and he goes through a whole Rishima. Bris Ben Absarim, he counts as one of the nisyonis we spoke last week. It was a nisyon to see the machazeh of Bris Ben Absarim. And the last nisyon is the akedah. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina Lamashal, argues he doesn't count Bris Ben Absarim. Instead, he counts Kvura Sora, next week's parsha, where he, after the Eberste was Mavtiach Avraham Avinu, who's going to have the Eretz, he's left to go Mutshezach mit Ephraim to find Makom Kvura for Sora. That's also the 10th. So in Akedah is the 9th. The Rambam also has different Cheshbonis. He takes out certain ones, puts other ones in. The Rambam breaks up Girish Hogar and Girish Yishmal as two different Nisyonis. And there's a ganze sugi, and obviously over there, the different sheets in the Rishonim. B'cholei ben Avraham Avinu has these Nisyonis, and the purpose of these Nisyonis is Neis L'Hisnoisis, a person supposed to be misroimim from his Nisyon. It's not a Shlechazak, it's what makes a person grow. And in Sfarim state, that not only Avraham Avinu had Nisyonis, he was the first one that was Nisnasib Eser Nisyonis, but the other Ovis also were Nisnasib Eser Nisyonis. And in Sefer Marinayim, in other Sfarim, they talk about it, that every Yid has Eser Nisyonis. You have to know what the Eser Nisyonis are, but every Yid has a Sar Nisyonis. And that's why he's called Avraham Avinu, famous diak from Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Perakei Mishnah Gimel, as Perakei Mishnah Beis, Asor Adoyrus Minoyachad Avram. It doesn't say Avram Avinu. It's Geshichta, Asor Adoyrus Minoyachad Avram. The next Mishnah, Asor Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. Because Lagabi the Nisyonis, he's taka called Avram Avinu, because when Avram Avinu put into himself and into the ganze Klal Yisrael, the Yechoylus to be Oymed bin Isoyin, Vishochat Oysa Yerach HaMizbeach, to find out Nei Hashem, every Yid, every Protistic Yid, every door has its Nisyonis, and a person could be oimid b'nisoyin with the schus of Avraham Avinu and with his own tziat d'shmaya and ameilus. And asor nisyonis nisnas Avraham Avinu v'omad b'kulam v'lashon of Chazal in Tzfarim state v'omad b'kulam ein amida el tefila. Ein amida el tefila, the soid to be misgaber b'nisyonis avarim dafzai misgaber and misroimim, but hobaloi holoi talia v'omad b'kulam ein amida el tefila with the schus of tefila ziat d'shmaya, which is b'zoichet to be oimid kol echad b'nisoyin.